This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh, you know it was a
shine. We have a new week to focus on. We have more things going on. I think some of you say, the same old stuff. Well, there's always going to be that. There is some of the same old, same old. For example, my voice is the same this week as it was last week and the week before and the month before and the year before and the decade before. Yeah, okay. Give you that. Rich McFadden, who's my friend, he's on at the other end of any number of ideas.
I was listening to some old tapes, and we both sound a little different.
Than we did
decades ago.
Yeah, I suppose we might.
A little bit.
More mature.
Still strong.
More masculine.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the tough guys in the GOP.
Yeah. Those guys.
Are going to have their convention in Cleveland, Ohio. So there's been some discussion about having guns at this summer's Republican convention. That has seemed to stir the pot a bit over the weekend. So there is or there isn't. There's a fight brewing among some. Here's a lady named Sarah Finney, who works in Cleveland, reporting on change.org's petition that seeks to have you, if you're going to the convention, allowed to carry a gun.
Guns are not allowed at the queue right now. If that does not change by the RNC, the petition calls for the convention to relocate. Thousands of people have signed it overnight, bringing the total to about 9,600 signatures, just shy of 10,000. The petition says without the right to protect themselves, those attending the RNC will be sitting ducks. There are a wide range of comments, some saying it's important for people to open carry, especially after what happened in Brussels. Others say they're signing it just to see what happens. According to our partners at Ohio.com, the Secret Service banned guns at the GOP convention in Florida 4 years ago.
All right. So, guns are us. Guns are them. To have or not to have, that is the question. What do you think about this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter
wow.
at Good Day. A lot of comments already on this. Yes, wow.
Just coming off of CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference, and seeing the security there when any of the big names were around.
Right.
Ain't never going to happen.
Well,
no way, no how they're going to
like this the Republican
there.
Standard, and because it may or may not be
Secret Service. We will not allow it.
Okay. So then there should be no guns. And so that means that change.org wants to have the ability to change, move it from Cleveland. That's not going to happen either, because there's a lot of stuff that goes into putting all of this hoopla together. All right. Here's a left of center host named Tom Hartman, who reviews what the petition says, and again, this is going to be skewed. You know, there are some hosts that are skewed to the right, some skewed to the left, some are not skewed at all. find me. Well, I'm a little. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm a moderate, modest example of.
You're all over the place.
Little, yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you. All right, here's Hartman.
Here's what it says, actually. Though Ohio is an open carry state, which allows for the open carry of guns, the hosting venue for the Republican National Convention, the Quicken Loans Arena in Cleveland, strictly forbids the carry of firearms on their premises. This is a direct affront to the Second Amendment and puts all attendees at risk. As the National Rifle Association has made clear, gun-free zones such as the Quicken Loans Arena are the worst and most dangerous of all lies. So, Republicans, an armed society is a polite society, right? Will you please call on the Quicken Arena to drop their "you may not bring a gun into this building" policy and allow open carry at the Republican convention. I mean, if it's good enough for my kids' schools, and you say it is, if it's good enough for you know, walking down the street, then why is it not good enough for the Republican convention? What do the Republicans know that we don't know, that they won't allow open carry in their convention?
Tweaking it, as it were. That's what that that's what that message is all about. So then yesterday on ABC's This Week, Jonathan Carl, no, I'm sorry, is this, yeah, it is Carl, who asked Trump, who was on the program, what he thought about the petition to allow guns at the convention.
Let me ask you about a petition you may have seen that is gaining strength now with more than 30,000 signatures that is calling on the Republican National Committee to allow delegates at the convention in Cleveland to exercise their Second Amendment rights by carrying guns to the convention. They have put this petition. They are calling on presidential candidates like you to, quote, call upon the RNC to rectify this affront to our Second Amendment freedoms and insist upon a suspension of the Quicken Loans Arena unconditional gun-free zone. So let me ask you, what do you think? Should delegates to the Republican convention be allowed to bring guns?
I haven't seen the petition at all. I'm hearing it now for the first time. I will certainly take a look at it, and I'll let you know. But I have not seen the petition.
So you're open to the idea of
I have not seen the petition. I want to see what it says. I want to read the fine print. I have to see what it says. I'm a very, very strong person for Second Amendment. I think very few people are stronger. And I have to see the petition, but I'm not going to comment to you when I haven't seen it. You just give me a few words.
Okay, because you are, as you said, probably the biggest critic of gun-free zones of any of the candidates, as you said, very strong on the Second Amendment. Forget the petition. What do you think of this idea of having delegates be able to carry guns, exercise their Second Amendment rights?
I don't want
right
to forget
there?
The petition. I don't want to forget the petition because you're talking about a petition. I will take a look at it. It's the first I hear about it, of it. And frankly, you know, nobody's stronger on the Second Amendment than me, but I would like to take a look at it.
How many times does he have to tell the guy, this is such a typical example of somebody in the news media hammering away at something because they have a point of view. I want to get you on the record. I don't want to be on the record, but I still want to get you on the record, but I still don't want to be on the record. But don't you think you have to be on the record? No, I don't think I have to be on the record. How many times does he have to say, I want to look at the petition before I comment on it? What's the, hello? Knock, knock. All of the hosts now, all of the CBS, the ABC, the NBC, I don't think they've changed anything at Fox, right? It's still, what's his face?
Yes.
What do we call it? Yeah, right. So, Chris Wallace. The other guys, they all want the gotcha. But I want to get you on the record first. And he doesn't want to be on the record because he hasn't seen the petition. Now, whether you believe that or you don't believe it, he said, what, four times? I want to look at it. Took him a minute and a half to tell a guy what he should have believed in the first, but I want to get you on the record.
Yeah, Chuck Todd's just as bad.
Oh, they're awful. They're all
he
terrible.
He will not let it go until you.
Todd's terrible. This guy, Carl, is terrible. And who's the one that they have?
You know, and that's
NBC. This guy's ABC. Who's CBS now?
CBS is, the gray-haired guy.
Pelly?
Yes.
No, he's not. Is he doing Meet the Press? No, he's not doing Meet the Press. Somebody new is doing Meet the Press, and I saw it once, wouldn't watch it. They're all awful. They just don't have that seasoning. And whether it sounds like the old, but it isn't the old, it's the new, but the old is good, the new is bad, in my opinion. And most of you agree with me. I know you do. So, anyway, let's pause for a moment and then see how much other outrage we can create here. It's a quarter after 15 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Jessica? Who's there?
I'm that little voice in your head that reminds you of important things. Doctor's appointment, school plays. By the way, Dylan needs granola bars for soccer.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
I need to remind you to check your Shop Your Way account for surprise points.
I forgot about those.
Yeah, I know. They're yours to use at Sears and Kmart on anything you want. Jewelry, patio furniture, maybe a new jacket for spring.
Where is my jacket?
Cleaners, ready on Thursday.
Surprise points valid until March 30th. Amount of points awarded based on membership status and other factors. Ask to redeem your points at checkout. Exclusions apply. See ShopYourWay.com for details.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
All right, 18 at the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. It's Monday, the 28th of March. Richie, the month will be over on Thursday, Friday, the 1st of April.
Time flies when you're having fun.
This is the first full week of spring 2016. Weather not bad around the country over the weekend, actually. Hope you all had Happy Easter. The GOP convention, whether or not to have open carry or not. Vivian Brooks, who reports for the New York Daily News, was focused on the group behind the petition with this report.
The Quicken Loans Arena, where the RNC will be held, does not allow firearms or any other weapons on its premises, despite Ohio being an open carry state. The name of the group behind the pistol packing effort is Americans for Responsible Open Carry. The group said in a statement, those at the Quicken Loans Arena will be sitting ducks, utterly helpless against evildoers, criminals, or others who wish to threaten the American way of life. Cleveland has received $50 million in federal funds for the event, which is being spent on security measures such as riot gear and extra police officers. Protesters clashing with supporters has been a common feature at Trump rallies. Trump told CNN in an interview there could very well be riots. Guns were banned at the 2012 Republican convention in Florida. The Cleveland convention runs from July 18th through July 21st.
What's with the classical music behind it?
It's reporting for CNN. All right, final. We don't have time, actually, for this cut, I don't think. Comments on Facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day. Robert writes, thousands of armed, angry people that are building together with a riot insider to give them a pep talk. Sit back and enjoy the show. Angie writes, the more important question is, if you're not Secret Service or law enforcement, why do you need a gun at either Republican or Democratic convention? Makes no sense to me. Angie, I'm with you on that one. 21 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
Feed
not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is the owner-operator, the coordinator. He and his wife, Mary, have a great website, theforbiddendoctor.com. And you will see lots of things in there that are nothing but helpful. Podcasts galore over the past year and a half or so. What's this week's focus again, Jack?
The one that comes out tomorrow is Introducing Ageless Thyroid, Better Sex, Weight Loss, and Mental Clarity for our new Ageless Thyroid product. The one that came out last week that's still up right now is Graves' celiac disease and leaky gut.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, somebody sent me a note, celiac reminds me of the way this is pronounced. There's a tea called Essiac, E-S-S-I-A-C, and somebody wondered, because it's been around, I remember advertising it 30 years ago, is that stuff still around? You said, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Does it work? That sort of those things
well,
really work.
An interesting thing in alternative healthcare. Same thing in medicine. There are some things that actually work.
Mm-hmm.
Besides all of the television or radio or newspaper magazine hype, there's some things that actually seem to produce a good result, and that is one of the original. I don't know, how's it, 4 or 5 decades, maybe even longer than that, but mm-hmm. that has been around.
Yeah.
And there are, I think it came out of Canada, if I remember right.
It did, yep, it's a Canadian product. Yep.
Yeah, we don't use it, we haven't done anything with it, but there are two major, if I can remember right, two major aspects to it. I think it was sheep sorrel and burdock root.
Mm-hmm.
We have a product that's got burdock and a couple of other things in it that I think was done to try to match its effects. But it is known to kill cancer cells, certain kinds of cancer cells. It's just like chemotherapy. Chemotherapy will actually kill about 5 or 6 kinds of cancer. Most of the other kinds of cancer that chemo's used on is totally ineffective.
Mm-hmm.
SEACT has been known to kill a few kinds of cancer cells, but when one thing begins to be effective for a particular kind of degenerative condition, then it has this mass pan, application that, well, if it worked for that, it must work for this, and then sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and it gets pushed aside because there may be a few people that used it, and it didn't help them any.
All right. In the What's New at DougStephan.com column, a story about sleep apnea today. It may be more dangerous for women than it is for men. Heart attacks, that sort of thing. Women feeling nauseated, tired, out of sorts. This has been something that's been worked on for a long time, Jack, to come up with this. But this, in general, sleep apnea is a real problem for people. Is it always just with heavy people?
No, but they're more likely to do it because there's more tissue in the throat. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's just obstructive sleep apnea, it's when the muscles of the throat relax and it finally starts to cave in a little bit on the air passage, that will interrupt breathing sometimes for as much as a minute. The other
Can
one,
I
the sense.
You because. Something that's been happening for years, and I have gone to so many doctors, is, and I've been tested for sleep apnea, and it says no, but the second I fall asleep in any position, I cough, and I think it's something going on in my throat area, but no one can figure it out.
Well, I'll tell you, what we've found is one of the major contributing causes to sleep apnea is going to bed with food in your stomach.
Right.
Your liver has two major functions. We've identified over 600 different jobs that the liver performs every second of your life. Enzyme formation, everything else. But the two major areas is, number one, it's either finishing the digestion of some meal that you've eaten, or once the digestive processes are over with, it begins to purify the blood, to cleanse the blood. And as a result, it's going to be doing one or the other. And if you go to sleep with it trying to cleanse the blood, I mean, to digest food, there's going to be all these interruptions.
Uh-huh. A new podcast coming out tomorrow at ForbiddenDoctor.com, Ageless Thyroid, Better Sex, Weight Loss, and Mental Clarity. Check out that and the other products, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I was stunned to hear about police and prosecutors in Wisconsin staging late-night raids by SWAT teams and police dogs, invading family homes, and confiscating computers, cell phones, financial records, and other personal items. Far from having the right to remain silent, victims of these raids were ordered by the police to not tell anyone or call a lawyer under the threat of jail. There have been dozens of these raids without any proof that the homeowners are criminals, even though the Bill of Rights guarantees us protection against such invasion. A look through the lens of liberty shows such abuse threatens the rule of law itself. We the people are the owners of our rights. We must tell legislators in no uncertain terms that such abuses will not be tolerated.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our Better Business Bureau A-plus rated tax attorneys and enrolled agents will review your case for free and give you a low price guaranteed quote to get you protected today. Call U.S. Tax Shield now. 800-547-0193. 800-547-0193.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Somewhere. It's always 5 o'clock someplace.
Well, let's rock and roll.
Hi, we are. It's 33. It's talk and roll. It's not rock and roll. 33 after the hour on the Monday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Rich McFadden, who's had a rich experience going to New York with his children for a few days last week. There were no bombs. There were no shootings. There were no bad weather reports. Nope. It was just a good way for you to have your children learn more about our country. This is a perfect time for them to do it, and you can do it and have fun still.
I highly suggest the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island audio tours for your kids. They thoroughly enjoyed it, and you'll learn a lot.
Yep. All right, a lot of things that we haven't got time to talk about here now. Ellis Island, you want to give us a thumbnail sketch, though. There's a, on the plaque that is at the entrance to Ellis Island, there are the rules for those who are to be allowed in the country. And this went on until the Ellis Island facility closed in, what, 69, I think it was.
Yeah, it's somewhere late 50s, early 60s.
Right.
It was just interesting when you walk through and you see some of the information. They have a list of immigration restrictions throughout the years. For example, in 1875, barred prostitutes and coolies, which are Chinese contract laborers. Mm-hmm. In 1882, I found this one especially interesting. Chinese immigration is curtailed. Lunatics, idiots, and any person unable to take care of himself or herself without becoming a public charge are excluded. Mm-hmm. Let me see. In 1903, epileptics, professional beggars, and anarchists were excluded.
in 1907. Imbeciles and the feeble-minded were not allowed in. Tuberculars. Persons with physical or mental defects that could affect their ability to earn a living. And children under 16 accompanied by their parents are excluded.
Mm-hmm.
A gentleman's agreement between the United States and Japan curtails Japanese immigration. And in 1921, temporary quotas limit admissions of 3% of each nationality representation in the 1910 census. So they basically said, okay, we have this many Italians, we have this many Chinese, we have this many this. We only allow 3% of that anymore. Mm-hmm. And in, let me see, where is it? In 1917, a literacy test, can't even say the word, was enacted, and virtually all immigration from Asia is banned.
Uh-huh.
So just, I look at the talk of immigration and the discussions that we have now, and look back at over the time from the late 1800s and the early 1900s, and I find it very interesting because we have this conversation now when we talk about the Syrians that are all over Europe and how many we should bring into this country, and there's the argument, no, for safety we should curtail, or this is not what our country is about. Our country is about letting people in. And then you look back at this, and there's always been some kind of restrictions and rules.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go, boys and girls. What do you think of that? Meanwhile, there's a controversy brewing over a documentary that was done by Robert De Niro called Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. The screening of Vaxxed at the Tribeca Film Festival was defended by Robert De Niro, and then he announced that the film, which is anti-vaccine, the focus of it is against the number and kinds of vaccines that we are permitting and encouraging in this country, directed by a fellow named Andrew Wakefield, it was removed from the schedule.
Now,
De Niro...
Andrew Wakefield is the doctor who wrote the report saying that the vaccines were the cause mm-hmm. of autism, which then later was redacted and retracted by the British the British Medical...
But not by Wakefield.
...of Lancet.
And there's plenty of other information about this.
He's the one who wrote the report that was then retracted by the Lancet Medical Journal.
There are so many other reports. This is another news media fiasco where one person and one item is supposed to be taken as the rule, and there are doctors who are on this program. Ken Kronhaus, who is a very important part of the medical advice that we give on this program, thinks and often says only one person objected to it. It was one report, and that was it, and has been soundly miscast. Well, I don't know whether I have so many people that are friends of mine. I happen to believe that vaccines, just the willy-nilly hit that we get from doctors, you got this vaccine, that vaccine, I'm not so sure that those are all necessary or even good for us. But this particular controversy, as addressed by De Niro, quote, he said, "My intent in screening this film was to provide an opportunity for conversation around an issue that is deeply personal to me and my family. But after being exposed to discussion and reviewing it over the past couple of days with the Tribeca Film Festival team and others from the scientific community, we don't believe it contributes to or furthers the discussion that I had hoped for."
He has an autistic child.
Yes. So then what does it do? This is going back. Let's see. The conversation actually started on Friday. Paul Schaefer from Hollywood Bug talks about De Niro's defense of the documentary.
Robert De Niro issued a statement in defense of a film at the Tribeca Film Festival. According to the venerable actor, the issue at heart is personal. The controversial documentary, Vaxxed, From Cover-Up to Catastrophe, has come under scrutiny for promoting the anti-vaccination movement. De Niro, a 15-year supporter of the film festival, stated he is not personally endorsing the film, but simply wants there to be a discussion. He added he only wants to add towards the conversation regarding the issue. Vaxxed is scheduled to screen April 24th at the film festival.
All right. So what is this? That's obviously not Paul Schaefer of the Tonight or the Late Show. What was it, the Late Show band?
The Late Show, yeah.
The World's Most Dangerous Band, I think it was called. Okay. So for those who have not heard about this movie, and we certainly all know about the controversy, but what about this particular? I was caught by surprise because I didn't know this film existed, and it was up for review at the Tribeca Film Festival. With it's quite this is quite prestigious. For those of you who haven't heard, this is the trailer from the movie Vaxxed: From Cover Up to Catastrophe.
My phone rings, and it's Dr. William Thompson.
You and I don't know each other very well. You have a son with autism, and I have great shame now.
There's a whistleblower from the CDC who's going to come out and say that the CDC had committed fraud on the MMR study, and that they knew that vaccines were actually causing autism.
My oldest son, Ian, was walking and running. After the vaccine, he was no longer able to do that.
So I called the clinic, and I said, I think my child's had adverse reaction to those shots.
And then came the head bang, the constant banging against anything that he could find.
Right now, I'm sitting in a very pretty position in terms of providing you a lot of information.
The first thing that Thompson did was to plot a graph. Now, if there's no link between early MMR and autism, those two lines should track together. Now, they do track together until they get to 15 months. And then they separate, and they continue to separate thereafter. And they sliced and diced the data in an effort to get rid of that effect.
The relative risk of receiving an autism diagnosis was astronomical.
Wow. The CDC had known all along there was this MMR autism risk.
In CDC's judgment, the best public policy is to continue vaccination unchanged.
You who run our health agencies in this country, you have an obligation to make sure that these studies are complete, thorough, so that we have all the facts.
Oh my God, I cannot believe we did what we did. But we did.
Omission of crucial data, destruction of documents, misleading the Congress, grievous harm to innocent children.
Everything I've been telling my patients for the last 10 years has been based on a lie and a cover-up.
Parents should be able to count on federal agencies to tell them the truth.
In 1978, the prevalence of autism was about 1 in 15,000 children.
If we assume that things are going to continue as they have, we can predict that by 2032, 80% of the boys born will end up on the autism spectrum. Half the children, 80% of the boys.
It's a vast number of children who are being diagnosed with autism every day.
This is going to be a complete catastrophe if we just let it happen.
All right, so the AMA, American Medical Association, strongly supports the use of vaccines and strongly criticizes those who do not believe in the mission of vaccinations. So I'm somewhere in the middle here. Some of them I think are okay, some of them are not. Anything that has mercury in it, you know, there was a warning I saw yesterday about eating fish, especially tuna fish. The people who are recommending that we have a lot of fish oil in our diet to have it get into our brains and have our blood thin and good and healthy, fish oil supports that. But if you're eating tuna fish and expecting that to help you, the danger is clear because of the amount of mercury in the tuna fish. Same thing is true for the vaccines. They use a mercury additive to the extent that it has enough presence, it's a preservative, so it makes the vaccines last longer. It isn't the vaccines themselves, it's the mercury in the vaccines. So anyway, the AMA says nothing wrong, you ought to take this, is scurrilous, but you'll notice there are no lawsuits that have been filed against anybody along these lines. What I find interesting is that the American Medical Association is the same group that for decades fought against the use of chiropractic care to the point that they were, this was pretty much their main thing in the 50s and 60s, even into the early 70s, before evidence showed that chiropractic care was in fact very beneficial. And now because the Chiropractic Association sued the AMA for tens of millions of dollars, and the AMA lost because they couldn't prove the chiropractic care. In fact, chiropractic care was shown to be very beneficial in many areas. So now the AMA, instead of after that lesson in court, instead of opposing the chiropractic world, has gotten into bed with them and is now trying to get the, because this shows you where the AMA comes from, they're trying to get approval for chiropractors to be able to write prescriptions. And the reason that is because the AMA is tied to the drug companies and the drug industry. It's so obvious when you follow the bouncing ball here,
yeah, but
what's going on.
Here's the thing, and I asked my doctors, my kids' doctors, about this.
Vaccines or chiropractic? Vaccines.
Well, the vaccines and the thimerosal, the mercury-based preservative.
Yep.
In 1999, the CDC asked the American Academy of Pediatrics to phase out all mercury from all of the vaccines, and they did that.
They did.
With the exception of, you know where you still find it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In some of your flu shots that the government tells you to get every year.
Mm-hmm.
So it is.
How many of you heard me have this conversation with Ken?
It's pretty well gone from vaccines now,
but
they still do use it in the flu shots, because what did we hear a couple of years ago? Remember?
Yeah.
The flu shots started going bad.
Right.
And they had to throw
a lot of it away. So it saves the money and kills people at the same time. What a good deal that is. What a great move.
I never get a flu shot.
Nope, me either. 46 past the hour on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Join the millions of people who have switched. The Sprint network is faster, more reliable, with better coverage than ever. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you can save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. And don't miss another deal that's out of this world. Get two Samsung Galaxy S7 phones for the price of one. Plus, with Galaxy Forever, act now and you'll get to upgrade to the next Galaxy in 12 months. To make it easier, we'll even cover your costs to switch, up to $650 per line. This special offer is available for a limited time only, so there's never been a better time to switch. Hurry, visit a Sprint store at Sprint.com/GS7 to learn more.
Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on and premium content. Subject to new port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires 24-month leases with new lines and one eligible upgrade. Service credit is monthly. Early termination of lease service terms apply. Galaxy Forever is after 12 lease payments and does not guarantee price or phone selection. $650 reward card after online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Will Obamacare reduce benefits to seniors for health insurance? I'll be right back to give you that answer and more. Now that Obamacare, the Patient Protection and Affordable Health Care Act, is law, seniors can expect to see $500 billion, I didn't say million, I said billion, $500 billion to be cut from Medicare Advantage plans. That's right, those Humana plans, those Coventry Advantra plans, those Pacific plans that you all like so much that are zero premium or small premium plans are scheduled to see $500 billion in cuts as a result of the passage and implementation of PPACA. That's what senior citizens have to look forward to as part of the passage of Obamacare. If what I just said scares you or bothers you and you're chronologically challenged like I am, you can go to our website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. There's lots more information there. Once again, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com, that website, AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com.
You don't buy a new truck without adding a few things to make it work better, like a winch or a bed liner or a lockable toolbox. So why not do the same for your Red Wing work boots? At a Red Wing shoe store, you'll find everything you need to stay comfortable on the job. From moisture-wicking socks to removable footbeds and boot care products. So come talk with our fit experts today for handcrafted footwear and accessories to boot. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
51 minutes after the hour. Pretty interesting comments on vaccines. You can make your case. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
My friend Uri Geller joins us from Israel. First thing, you're the mind master of the universe, in my opinion. But before we talk about what it is that gets people's fears up, what motivates people to do some of the things they do, I want to talk about this company in Israel. You're now living in Israel full-time. What's the sort of local chatter over there about this Israeli company, the technology company that's going to help the FBI get into this smartphone that belonged to one of the bombers in San Bernardino, California? What are the locals over there saying about this?
Okay, well, as you know, Doug, Israel has one of the most advanced technological arm in the world, whether it's the internet, social media, smartphones, drones, interesting weapons that even the Americans might not know about. So if there is a very important case that has to be, you know, found out, discovered, we've got to help, because we're talking about terrorism here. We're talking about terrorists, radicalized minds that are out to kill us. And as we all know, look what happened in Brussels. Look what's happening constantly around the world. We're really worried about the dirty weapons. We're worried about terrorism being able, you know, to penetrate the realms of nuclear weapons, dirty bombs in suitcases. Just imagine, Doug, if downtown London or Brussels or New York, a small suitcase is triggered off that has a dirty nuclear weapon in it. That is tragic. It's not going to be 30 or 40 people, and I've mentioned it before, or 2,000 or 3,000. It could kill tens of thousands and then radiate a vast, arena of, an area that you can't even go into for weeks, months, maybe even years because of the radiation. And that's what we're out to stop. And if it entails to break into a smartphone, then, hey, you've got to do it.
All right, so Apple products are the number one selling products of the type in the world. Are Apple products still selling well over there? Or because, as the average person in Israel reflecting on this the same way you are and supporting the Israeli company that's helping the FBI, are they going to buy other products because they feel Apple is wrong not to help out?
I don't think that in the bigger scope of things, of business, it's going to hurt Apple. But, the synchronicity is that's funny, Dougie, because if you Google Uri Geller Benz iPhone 6, I'll repeat that again. Just Google Uri Geller Benz iPhone 6. I think you'll find a very, very unusual and interesting clip of video, which was actually made by Newsweek magazine. I'd like you to all watch that. Maybe that's right. What we should do.
Maybe that is what we should do. All right, let's spend a few seconds talking about the mindset of the people in Belgium. Now there's another possible attack in Paris. What do we do to calm these people down?
I don't think you can. Are we talking about now the terrorists, or are we talking about...
No, I'm talking about the reaction people are having to the terrorists.
The what?
The reaction people are having to the terrorists.
Oh, listen, Doug, this is major stuff here, tragic. Lives have been lost, injured, tens and tens of people are seriously injured. Chaos. You know what happens, Doug, when there is a major accident, let's say, on the San Francisco Golden Bridge. These are little things, or something in the down, in the metro. I don't know what you call it in New York. The underground
subway.
A subway. Just one little thing can stop a whole city. This is very, very serious, and people are very concerned. Some of them are even panicking. Many Belgians are thinking of leaving Belgium. And the thing is that we are allowing immigrants to come into Europe, which is, okay if there are women, children, and innocent, law-abiding people. But among them, as you hear in the news, there are between 400 to 900 ISIS terrorists, well trained, and they will be
working their way in. Yeah. All right. Talking about the mind and mind motivation, Uri Geller. Check out Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.